Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're a couple days away from Christmas, and I thought it would be kind of fun today to give you some, fun facts on the Christmas tree, the decorations, and how the holiday of present got its roots. And I think that you'll get a lot of fun out of some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. So for the first hour, let's talk a little bit about the Christmas tree. Well, it got its roots in Germany. And during the 16th century, there were ordinances that were posted in all of the national and the state forests about the removal of an evergreen tree. And basically what the information that was posted is that you were allowed to cut one tree per family as long as the plant was no more than 8 shoes in length, which meant that once it was cut and you paste it off, it could be no longer than 8 feet. Now, back in the 16th century, the size of a man's foot was a lot smaller than it was today. And that meant that the average tree that could be cut in Germany, if you were lucky enough to be allowed to, because there were areas where you were not able to, could reach a maximum height of 4 feet. So that tells you a lot on the growth of a man's foot today compared to the 16th century. A man's foot today is a foot, sometimes even a little bit longer. So a tree cut today could be as tall as 8 feet, but in the 16th century, only 4 feet tall. So things have progressed a long time. The prehistoric man thought that green boughs or full of a green tree in the house during the winter would bring magical rites for that home, and it would protect the home and would help to get through the winter months. Also in that time period, the Roman Catholic Church frequently banned or otherwise tried to discourage the use of all evergreens, but the age-old custom remains so deeply ingrained in the German culture that the trees eventually became transformed into a Christian symbol. Throughout Europe, the records and the folk tales talk about the mysterious plant and how it was used on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Flowering branches were put into the plant. Dried flowers were put into the Christmas tree, and the branches were put in water in a warm room to be forced into bloom. So what they would do to get the plants to give you some color, plants like flowering cherry, crab, all of your fruit trees were brought into the home on November 30th. And November 30th is St. Andrew's Day in Germany. And they would take the flowering trees that were available, and it would take about a month to get them from dormancy into flowering. And then they would decorate the tree by putting the branches in vials filled with water or with vases in the tree, along with dried wildflowers to help to decorate. In 1755, they used other ways to decorate the tree, and they started to use potatoes that they cut into shapes. They became edible ornaments. They used candies, they used cookies, and they used all types of food that could be pulled off the tree during Christmas and eaten as part of the celebration. Now, Christmas trees have been grown for a long, long time. And in most cases, it brought tremendous delight to all the kids, the adults. And the trees were also covered with edible plants in those days and left to be standing until January 6th, known as the Twelfth Night or Epiphany, the arrival of the Magi in Bethlehem. But the trees started small, and history says that the tree became taller and taller as time began. But in Europe, the Christmas tree sat on top of a table. It took the Americans to take the Christmas tree to make it from floor to ceiling. The Christmas tree became part of stories, became part of literature in the 1850s with Charles Dickens, when he wrote about the Christmas tree in some of his stories. The Christmas tree never became a universal custom in England as it would have become in Germany and America, probably because of the lack of inexpensive and already available evergreens. Excuse me. In England, lumber was very scarce. Trees were very scarce. There were not many large forests or national parks, so all Christmas trees had to be imported into the country. So they were very, very expensive. Now, what were not real Christmas trees? In European times, wooden pyramids covered with evergreen boughs were used because of the lack of fresh and inexpensive available evergreen-type plants. So they made the tree out of lumber with wooden dowels, decorated loose evergreens, created a pyramid, almost a bush, and they would prepare to celebrate the holiday with this homemade tree. The tree was decorated with candles that were drilled into the branches of the tree and lit to give the tree a special effect. Apples at that time of the year were available, so many apples were used to decorate the tree to give it some color. In 1776, to Hessian soldiers who were surprised by George Washington and his troops in Trenton on Christmas night found candle-lit Christmas trees in their tents. And that was when the Christmas tree was brought into the United States by the Hessian soldiers for that period of time. It was in Massachusetts, however, that the Pennsylvanian would widely spread, according to the Christmas tree history and penny pamphlets were distributed by the American Sunday School Union of Boston. So the first Christmas trees were found in Boston, Massachusetts, 1832. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking about the Christmas tree and how we got its roots. We have a wicked cold, so I apologize for the tone of my voice. But in the 1900s, did you know that one family in five had a Christmas tree? They had not built to the popularity of what it is today. Although most children probably enjoyed one at their school or at a neighbor's house, everybody wanted to have one of their own. But in the 1900s, only part of America and nearly all of its children had some sort of a Christmas tree. But the large trees were yet to be part of the American culture. Now, the Christmas tree, when it was brought in the house in the early times, we had no tree stand. So the trees themselves were put together on a stand made of wood. And they quickly dried out. So the tree was brought in close to Christmas, kept away from the fireplace, and it was enjoyed for a very short period of time, because there was no way to keep water in the tree stand like we have today. The trees were decorated simply. Children used to take needle thread, string popcorn. Sometimes they would even color the popcorn in various color to string it to give it a little bit of color. Small animals, miniatures like teddy bears, were put on the tree as ornaments to give it a lot of color. Cups were made that would have a string to hang the cup from the branches, and they were decorated with holiday scenes, but they were left empty until Christmas Eve. And on Christmas Eve, these little cups or containers were filled with pieces of candy, nuts, and fresh fruit, depending on what was available at that particular time of the year. Almost like the sugar plum fairy had come to the home and was filling. A tradition like we do today, filling our socks that are left on the mantle. The Christmas tree is a tradition that has been going on for many, many years. It was also decorated with molded wax figures, mainly animals, angels, little boys, little girls, to help to give the tree a look of festivity during this particular time of the year. In 1880, things changed dramatically. We probably all remember a store called F.W. Woolworth. He was one of the greatest merchants of all times. He invented the 5 and 10 cent store. And he is the person that is responsible for the glass ornaments that go into the tree today. S.W. Woolworth was in Germany several months before Christmas and was visiting the Christmas markets, where he found glass blowers blowing ornaments. Thought it was a great idea, but the ornaments were too costly to import from Europe back to the States. When he returned home, Mr. Woolworth contacted his friends in the glass industry and wanted to know if that was something that they could do. They traveled back to Germany, watched the glass blowers, and the people of Corning Glass started blowing glass ornaments that were only available at F.W. Woolworth during 1890. So you can see European influence has been used to decorate our tree to what it is today, and American ingenuity has created an inexpensive, beautifully colored glass ball that we all use for the holidays in our tree.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we know that the Europeans and the help of Corning Glass developed the glass ball, and it was first sold at Woolworth. About the same time, the Czechoslovakian people decided, well, we can do something that was going to make our trees look beautiful. And they developed glass beads on a strand. And like a long garland. Different colors. Some were solid, some were clear, and some could reflect the light. And it helped to replace popcorn. And it could be used for years and years and years. Now, at the same time that the Czechoslovakian people were looking to increase their sales and their production and the quality and the unique appearance of the glass beads, the French discovered something that would change the Christmas tree forever. They developed a rope garland, and they called it tinsel. And it was a secret process that the French had discovered. And it was used to make the gold braid on the shoulder pad of the military uniform. And they would take that golden material, silver, and different types of shiny metals, even copper wire, and then with a series of presses would squeeze the copper, the silver, or the gold wire into a flat, thin piece of almost tinfoil material, and that was used to decorate the tree. It would glisten, and the people from Germany loved it, called it the icicles, and they were first made and sold in Nuremberg in 1878, where these tin strips of silver foil were used to decorate the Christmas tree. And when this became very popular, there were two groups of people that used the icicles. And they were classified as hangers, who would take the individual pieces of tinsel and hang them so they were all at the same level on the branches. Also the throwers, who would just grab a handful, throw them on the branches, didn't care about the length or the spacing and the unique appearance that it would create. What was so nice about the tinsel, that at the end of the season, all the tinsel was collected from the tree before it was taken outside and was reusable the following year, so they could be saved for many, many seasons. Well, in America, we decided to find something a little bit different. So we developed an icicle made of lead. And if you're over 50, you probably remember the lead tinsel that was put on your Christmas tree. It became very popular in the 1920s, and it remained popular until the 60s. But in the 60s, the United States government decided to remove and ban the manufacturing of lead tinsel because of lead poisoning to children that might swallow the tinsel. And the production was ceased. Today we have tinsel that's made of plastic, and it's used for 1 year. Most of it's thrown in the trash because it does tangle very easily, not as reflective, and doesn't have the character of the traditional metal type tinsels that were used in the trees of old. One of the things that was invented in the United States, and it became a very major invention, was the Christmas tree hook. And it was developed in 1892. Can you imagine that? We've had that little thin hook that holds the ornaments since 1892. And it was a major invention because in the early days, the ornaments were tied with string so they could dangle from the branch. And the Christmas tree hook gave the tree a lot of appearance, a lot of class, and it made it a lot easier to decorate a Christmas tree. In New York City, in 1930, a man named Max Eckhart, he was an importer from Germany of Christmas tree ornaments, and he could see by events in Germany that soon it would be likely that the ornament business would be changing due to World War I. And that's when Mark Eckhart, F.W. Woolworth, and Corning Glass got together to build the ornaments here, because of the beginning of the First World War. So the ornaments have been around a long time, all different shapes, all different colors,
But the man who put the glitter in the Christmas tree is F.W. Woolworth, with the help of Corning Glass, and they still produce most of the glass ornaments made in America today. They started in 1960, and today they produce over 80% of all the glass ornaments in this country. Quite a feat, and nobody has ever been able to do what they have done with there. And of course, the patents have helped to restrict people from copying what they've done. But the Christmas tree ornaments are there. They've been around a long, long time. And that's something that has made the tree very, very beautiful. Now, candles were always used to light the Christmas tree. They were very dangerous, so when you lit your tree, somebody was assigned to watch the tree at all time to prevent fires. And having a Christmas tree filled with lights from a candle, many homes did catch fire if they were not attended to properly. They had a special clip that held the candle. With a lot of work and a lot of trial, then gas flamed lights were invented for the Christmas tree with a wick, a glass dome, so that the branches wouldn't touch the fire. It did get hot, but they were a lot safer than just having a miniature candle holder clipped onto a branch with an open flame, and this helped a great deal. The big changes didn't come until the invention of electricity. And with the invention of electricity, it made a big difference in the safety of a Christmas tree. And now a Christmas tree could stay in the house for weeks rather than days. And it was a lot safer to enjoy. Of course, in the days when electricity was first invented, the average person could not afford to buy Christmas lights to decorate their tree. But on New Year's Eve, in 1879, 3,000 people flooded a little town in Menlo Park, New Jersey, where Thomas Edison demonstrated for the first time to the public the electric light. And the first, in just 3 years, the world's first electrified Christmas tree was decorated in the New York City home of Edward Johnson. Now, the Christmas tree was very expensive, the lights themselves. And again, the average person could not afford lights, as the cost of the lights and the electricity to run the lights for a week was more than the average person made in a week's pay. So electric lights, in order to become more cost-effective, electricity had to become available in all homes. And when it was first invented in the 1800s, it was not available in everybody's home. And the cost. It was easy to spend $100 on the electricity alone to be brought into your house for the holiday season. The tree bulbs cost $1 per bulb. And if you had a big tree, anywhere from 10 to 15 feet, and you wanted to really impress
your friends and your neighbors. Think about this. Every light cost a dollar, and it would cost $100 to let those lights run during the holiday season. During the 1890s, the average person made less than $25 a week. So it was only something that was readily available to the rich, the wealthy, and the people that had the influence for a Christmas tree with lights in them. They were not available or affordable for the average person living in that time period. During the 1900s, then things began to change. General Electric sold strings of 28 bulbs for $20, and that was what the average man made. But the price was going down. The price of electricity was going down. The bulbs were going down. And within 25 years, every home would have a tree that would be lit with electric-powered lights.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking?
That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking about the Christmas trees, trying to give you some ideas on some of the history behind the lights, tinsel, the different types of decoration. But, you know, it didn't take until 1914 for them to invent a Christmas tree stand. A stand that would hold a tree straight up and down and become very stable and be able to hold water at the same time. So, you know, we think of what we have today, it's taken a long, long time to develop what we have for the Christmas tree. And one of the things that was really used at Christmas time was a train, the Lionel train. And that was something that was invented in 1901 by Joshua Lionel, and he made an electric train and toys that could be used underneath the Christmas tree. So if you have a tree and a train going under it, it has not been happening for a long time, since it was only developed and invented in 1801. Now, Christmas trees. Most of the Christmas trees were available in large cities. Cities like Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore. And most of the trees that were sold in these markets came from the state of Maine. They were cut, put in a train car, shipped to the city, and then from the city distributed to smaller towns in the area. But northern New England, starting with Maine, then New Hampshire, Vermont, eventually New York, started to harvest wild trees and sold them in the major cities. In Boston, it was sold at Faneuil Hall. And it was the balsam. It was a native plant. And the first year, only a couple thousand were sold. A decade later, in the Boston market, about 1.5 million trees were shipped from Maine to Boston. So once people had the tree in the home. They enjoyed it, and they loved it. Now, the farmers who had land that was either too steep to plant a crop, too stony to plant a crop, raised Christmas trees. It wasn't a moneymaker. The farmer got 5 cents for a small tree, 10 to 15 cents for a tree that grew to be 8 to 10 feet tall. Can you imagine that? It takes 10 to 15 years to grow a plant 8 to 10 feet tall, and all the farmer was paid was 10 to 15 cents. The people in Maine realized that if they went in the woods, sheared the tree, shaped them, made them look better, that they could harvest the trees without planting them, saving a lot of time. And by doing this, they were able to produce more and more trees. And by the 1900s, the people in Maine were selling 150,000 Christmas trees all over the Northeast, just by going in the woods and using their naturally occurring growth. But the balsam fir was the most popular. Then came other trees as balsam became less plentiful in the woods due to people cutting the tree. In New Jersey, they wanted the Norway spruce. In the Midwest, it was the Scotch pine. In Florida, it was the Norfolk Island pine. These are all plants that grew native and were readily available, and the price of the plant was affordable for every homeowner.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.